The Discoverers by Daniel Boorstin. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Discoverers, written by Daniel Boorstin, is a book about the history of exploration and discovery. It covers the period from the ancient Greeks to the modern era, and examines the motivations and accomplishments of the great explorers. Boorstin argues that exploration has been a major force in the development of human civilization, and that it has been driven by a combination of curiosity, ambition, and necessity. He also examines the impact of exploration on the societies that were encountered, and the consequences of those encounters. The book begins with a discussion of the ancient Greeks, who were the first to explore the world beyond their own shores. Boorstin examines the motivations of the Greek explorers, and the impact of their discoveries on the development of science and philosophy. He then moves on to the Roman Empire, which was the first to systematically explore the world. He looks at the motivations of the Roman explorers, and the impact of their discoveries on the development of the Roman Empire. The book then moves on to the Middle Ages, when exploration was largely limited to the Mediterranean Sea. Boorstin examines the motivations of the medieval explorers, and the impact of their discoveries on the development of trade and commerce. He then moves on to the Age of Discovery, when European explorers began to explore the world beyond Europe. He looks at the motivations of the explorers, and the impact of their discoveries on the development of the European empires. The book then moves on to the modern era, when exploration has become increasingly global in scope. Boorstin examines the motivations of the modern explorers, and the impact of their discoveries on the development of science and technology. He also looks at the impact of exploration on the societies that were encountered, and the consequences of those encounters. The Discoverers is an engaging and informative book about the history of exploration and discovery. It provides an insightful look at the motivations and accomplishments of the great explorers, and the impact of their discoveries on the development of human civilization. It is an essential read for anyone interested in the history of exploration and discovery. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The ancient Greeks were the first to develop a scientific approach to understanding the world, which included the use of mathematics and observation. They were also the first to develop a system of philosophy and to create a body of literature. The ancient Greeks were the first to develop a scientific approach to understanding the world. They used mathematics and observation to make sense of the world around them, and their discoveries laid the foundation for modern science. They were also the first to develop a system of philosophy, which sought to explain the world through reason and logic. This system of thought was the basis for much of Western philosophy and science. The ancient Greeks also created a body of literature that has had a lasting impact on Western culture. Their works of literature, such as Homer's Iliad and Odyssey, have been studied and admired for centuries. The ancient Greeks were truly the pioneers of science and philosophy, and their legacy continues to shape our understanding of the world today. Main idea number 2. The Chinese were the first to develop a system of writing and to use the compass for navigation. They also developed a system of medicine and made advances in astronomy and mathematics. The Chinese have a long and rich history of innovation and discovery. They were the first to develop a system of writing, which allowed them to record their thoughts and ideas. This system of writing was also used to create the first maps, which allowed them to navigate more effectively. The Chinese also developed a system of medicine, which included the use of herbs and acupuncture. They made advances in astronomy and mathematics, which allowed them to accurately predict the movements of the stars and planets. Finally, the Chinese were the first to use the compass for navigation, which allowed them to explore the world more effectively. The Chinese have made many important contributions to the world, and their discoveries have had a lasting impact on the way we live today. From their development of writing and navigation to their advances in medicine and astronomy, the Chinese have left an indelible mark on the world. Their discoveries have shaped the way we think and the way we live, and their legacy will continue to influence us for generations to come. Main idea number 3. The Arabs were the first to develop a system of algebra and to make advances in optics. They also developed a system of medicine and made advances in astronomy and mathematics. The Arabs were the first to develop a system of algebra, making advances in optics, medicine, astronomy, and mathematics. They were the first to use the zero, which allowed them to develop a system of equations that could be used to solve problems. This system of algebra was the foundation for the development of modern mathematics. The Arabs also made advances in optics, developing lenses and mirrors that allowed them to observe the stars and planets more closely. This led to the development of more accurate calendars and the ability to predict eclipses. In medicine, the Arabs developed a system of diagnosis and treatment that was based on observation and experimentation. They also developed a system of pharmacology, which allowed them to create medicines from plants and minerals. The Arabs also made advances in astronomy, developing a system of star charts and constellations that allowed them to accurately predict the movements of the stars and planets. This knowledge was used to create more accurate calendars and to predict eclipses. Finally, the Arabs made advances in mathematics, developing a system of geometry and trigonometry that allowed them to calculate the size and shape of objects. This knowledge was used to create more accurate maps and to measure distances. Main idea number 4. The Renaissance. The Renaissance was a period of great intellectual and cultural advancement in Europe, which included the development of the printing press, the development of the scientific method, and the development of the modern university system. The Renaissance was a period of great intellectual and cultural advancement in Europe. It was a time of exploration and discovery, when new ideas and knowledge were embraced and celebrated. The invention of the printing press in the mid-15th century allowed for the rapid dissemination of knowledge and ideas, and the development of the scientific method in the late 16th century enabled the exploration of the natural world. The modern university system was also established during this period, allowing for the spread of knowledge and the development of new disciplines. The Renaissance was a period of great creativity and innovation, and its influence can still be seen in the world today. The Renaissance was a period of great change and progress, and it had a profound impact on the development of Europe. It was a time of exploration and discovery, when new ideas and knowledge were embraced and celebrated. The invention of the printing press in the mid-15th century allowed for the rapid dissemination of knowledge and ideas, and the development of the scientific method in the late 16th century enabled the exploration of the natural world. The modern university system was also established during this period, allowing for the spread of knowledge and the development of new disciplines. The Renaissance was a period of great creativity and innovation, and its influence can still be seen in the world today. Main idea number 5. The Age of Exploration. The Age of Exploration was a period of great exploration and discovery, which included the discovery of the New World, the discovery of the Pacific Ocean, and the discovery of the Northwest Passage. The Age of Exploration was a period of great exploration and discovery, marked by a spirit of adventure and a desire to expand the boundaries of knowledge. It was a time of great risk and reward, as explorers ventured into unknown lands and seas in search of new lands, new peoples, and new resources. During this period, the world was opened up to Europeans, and the New World, the Pacific Ocean, and the Northwest Passage were all discovered. The Age of Exploration was a time of great technological advances, as new ships and navigational tools allowed explorers to travel farther and faster than ever before. It was also a time of great cultural exchange, as explorers encountered new peoples and cultures, and brought back new ideas and goods to Europe. The Age of Exploration was a period of great change, as the world was opened up to Europeans and the boundaries of knowledge were pushed further than ever before. The Age of Exploration was a period of great risk and reward, as explorers ventured into unknown lands and seas in search of new lands, new peoples, and new resources. It was a time of great courage and determination, as explorers faced the unknown and pushed the boundaries of knowledge. The Age of Exploration was a period of great discovery, as the world was opened up to Europeans and the boundaries of knowledge were pushed further than ever before. Main idea number 6. The Scientific Revolution. The Scientific Revolution was a period of great scientific advancement, which included the development of the scientific method, the development of the telescope, and the development of the microscope. The Scientific Revolution was a period of great scientific advancement, which began in the 16th century and lasted until the 18th century. During this period, scientists began to use the scientific method to investigate the natural world, which allowed them to make new discoveries and develop new theories. This period also saw the development of the telescope and the microscope, which allowed scientists to observe the universe and the microscopic world in greater detail than ever before. The discoveries made during this period laid the foundation for modern science and helped to usher in the Age of Enlightenment. The scientific method, which was developed during the Scientific Revolution, is a systematic approach to problem solving that involves making observations, forming hypotheses, testing hypotheses, and drawing conclusions. This method allowed scientists to make more accurate and reliable conclusions about the natural world. The development of the telescope and the microscope also allowed scientists to observe the universe and the microscopic world in greater detail, which led to the discovery of new planets, stars, and galaxies, as well as the discovery of new organisms and cells. The discoveries made during the Scientific Revolution had a profound impact on the world. They helped to usher in the Age of Enlightenment, which was a period of intellectual and scientific progress. The discoveries also helped to shape modern science and laid the foundation for many of the advances we have today. The Scientific Revolution was a period of great scientific advancement, and its discoveries continue to shape our understanding of the world. Main idea number 7. The Industrial Revolution. The Industrial Revolution was a period of great technological advancement, which included the development of the steam engine, the development of the telegraph, and the development of the railroad. The Industrial Revolution was a period of great technological advancement, marked by the development of the steam engine, the telegraph, and the railroad. These inventions revolutionized the way people lived and worked, allowing for the mass production of goods and the transportation of goods and people over long distances. The steam engine, for example, allowed for the mechanization of factories, which increased productivity and allowed for the mass production of goods. The telegraph allowed for the rapid transmission of information over long distances, while the railroad allowed for the transportation of goods and people over long distances. The Industrial Revolution also saw the development of new forms of energy, such as coal and oil, which allowed for the further mechanization of factories and the development of new industries. The Industrial Revolution also had a profound effect on society. It led to the growth of cities, as people moved from rural areas to cities in search of work. It also led to the growth of the middle class, as people were able to find work in the new industries. The Industrial Revolution also led to the development of new forms of government, such as the welfare state, which provided social services to the population. Finally, the Industrial Revolution led to the development of new forms of communication, such as the telephone and the radio, which allowed for the rapid transmission of information. Main idea number 8. The Age of Enlightenment. The Age of Enlightenment was a period of great intellectual advancement, which included the development of the scientific method, the development of the philosophy of the Enlightenment, and the development of the modern university system. The Age of Enlightenment was a period of great intellectual advancement, marked by the development of the scientific method, the philosophy of the Enlightenment, and the modern university system. During this period, thinkers and scientists sought to understand the world through reason and observation, rather than relying on superstition and tradition. This period saw the emergence of the Scientific Revolution, which sought to explain the natural world through the use of empirical evidence and experimentation. The Enlightenment also saw the development of the philosophy of the Enlightenment, which sought to apply the principles of reason and observation to the study of human society and politics. This period also saw the development of the modern university system, which provided a platform for the dissemination of knowledge and the advancement of science. The Age of Enlightenment was a period of great intellectual progress, and it had a profound impact on the development of modern society. It was during this period that the foundations of modern science, philosophy, and education were laid. The Enlightenment also saw the emergence of the modern nation-state, which sought to create a unified political system based on the principles of liberty, equality, and justice. This period also saw the emergence of the modern economy, which sought to create a system of free trade and commerce. Finally, the Enlightenment saw the emergence of the modern democratic system, which sought to create a system of government based on the principles of popular sovereignty and the rule of law. Main idea number 9. The Age of Discovery. The Age of Discovery was a period of great exploration and discovery, which included the discovery of the New World, the discovery of the Pacific Ocean, and the discovery of the Northwest Passage. The Age of Discovery was a period of great exploration and discovery, which began in the 15th century and lasted until the early 17th century. During this period, European explorers set out to explore the world, discovering new lands, peoples, and cultures. The most famous of these explorers were Christopher Columbus, Vasco da Gama, and Ferdinand Magellan. These explorers opened up new trade routes, allowing for the exchange of goods and ideas between Europe and the New World. The Age of Discovery was a time of great technological advancement, as new navigational tools and techniques were developed. This allowed for more accurate mapping of the world, and for more efficient exploration of new lands. The discovery of the New World, the Pacific Ocean, and the Northwest Passage were some of the most significant achievements of this period. These discoveries opened up new opportunities for trade and exploration, and helped to shape the modern world. The Age of Discovery was a period of great change and progress, and it had a lasting impact on the world. It allowed for the exchange of goods and ideas between Europe and the New World, and it helped to shape the modern world. The discoveries made during this period laid the foundation for the modern age of exploration and discovery, and it is a period of history that will always be remembered. Main idea number 10. The Age of Reason. The Age of Reason was a period of great intellectual advancement, which included the development of the scientific method, the development of the philosophy of the Enlightenment, and the development of the modern university system. The Age of Reason was a period of great intellectual advancement, marked by the development of the scientific method, the philosophy of the Enlightenment, and the modern university system. It was a time of great intellectual curiosity, when people sought to understand the world around them and to apply the knowledge they gained to improve their lives. During this period, the scientific method was developed, which allowed for the systematic investigation of the natural world. This method was used to develop theories and laws that could be used to explain the behavior of the physical world. The philosophy of the Enlightenment was also developed during this period, which emphasized the importance of reason and the power of human beings to shape their own destiny. Finally, the modern university system was developed, which allowed for the dissemination of knowledge and the advancement of science and technology. The Age of Reason was a period of great progress and advancement, and it laid the foundation for the modern world. It was a time of great intellectual exploration, when people sought to understand the world around them and to apply the knowledge they gained to improve their lives. This period saw the development of the scientific method, the philosophy of the Enlightenment, and the modern university system, all of which have had a profound impact on the world today. The Age of Reason was a time of great intellectual progress, and it is still remembered as one of the most important periods in human history. Main idea number 11. The Age of Revolution. The Age of Revolution was a period of great political and social upheaval, which included the American Revolution, the French Revolution, and the Industrial Revolution. The Age of Revolution was a period of great political and social upheaval, marked by the American Revolution, the French Revolution, and the Industrial Revolution. It was a time of great change, as the old order of monarchy and aristocracy was replaced by the new ideals of democracy and individual liberty. The American Revolution was a struggle for independence from Britain, while the French Revolution was a struggle for freedom from the oppressive rule of the monarchy. The Industrial Revolution brought about a new era of mass production and technological advancement, transforming the way people lived and worked. This period of history saw the rise of new political ideologies, such as liberalism and socialism, and the emergence of new social movements, such as feminism and abolitionism. It was a time of great progress and innovation, and it laid the groundwork for the modern world. The Age of Revolution was a period of great upheaval and transformation, but it was also a period of great progress. It saw the emergence of new ideas and ideologies, and the development of new technologies and industries. It was a time of great creativity and invention, and it laid the foundation for the modern world. The Age of Revolution was a time of great change, but it was also a time of great progress, and it is remembered as one of the most important periods in human history. Main idea number 12. The Age of Exploration. The Age of Exploration was a period of great exploration and discovery, which included the discovery of the New World, the discovery of the Pacific Ocean, and the discovery of the Northwest Passage. The Age of Exploration was a period of great exploration and discovery, marked by a spirit of adventure and a desire to expand the boundaries of knowledge. It was a time of great risk and reward, as explorers ventured into unknown lands and seas in search of new lands, new peoples, and new resources. During this period, the world was opened up to Europeans, and the New World, the Pacific Ocean, and the Northwest Passage were all discovered. The Age of Exploration was a time of great technological advances, as new ships and navigational tools allowed explorers to travel farther and faster than ever before. It was also a time of great cultural exchange, as explorers encountered new peoples and cultures, and brought back new ideas and goods to Europe. The Age of Exploration was a period of great change, as the world was opened up to Europeans and the boundaries of knowledge were pushed further than ever before. The Age of Exploration was a period of great risk and reward, as explorers ventured into unknown lands and seas in search of new lands, new peoples, and new resources. It was a time of great courage and determination, as explorers faced the unknown and pushed the boundaries of knowledge. The Age of Exploration was a period of great discovery, as the world was opened up to Europeans and the boundaries of knowledge were pushed further than ever before. Main idea number 13. The Age of Imperialism. The Age of Imperialism was a period of great political and economic expansion, which included the colonization of Africa and Asia, the development of the British Empire, and the development of the United States. The Age of Imperialism was a period of great political and economic expansion, marked by the colonization of Africa and Asia, the development of the British Empire, and the emergence of the United States as a world power. During this period, European nations sought to extend their influence and control over other parts of the world, often through military force. This period saw the rise of powerful empires, such as the British and French, as well as the emergence of the United States as a major world power. Imperialism also led to the exploitation of resources and labor in the colonies, as well as the spread of European culture and values. The Age of Imperialism was a period of great change and transformation, as the world was reshaped by the forces of colonialism and imperialism. It was a period of great economic growth, as the colonies provided resources and labor to the imperial powers. It was also a period of great cultural exchange, as the imperial powers spread their culture and values to the colonies. Finally, it was a period of great political upheaval, as the imperial powers sought to extend their control over the colonies. The Age of Imperialism was a period of great change and transformation, and its legacy can still be seen today. The political and economic structures that were established during this period continue to shape the world today, and the cultural exchange that occurred during this period has had a lasting impact on the world. The Age of Imperialism was a period of great expansion and transformation, and its legacy continues to shape the world today. Main idea number 14. The Age of Nationalism. The Age of Nationalism was a period of great political and social upheaval, which included the development of the nation-state, the development of the modern nation-state, and the development of the modern nation-state system. The Age of Nationalism was a period of great political and social upheaval, marked by the emergence of the nation-state and the development of the modern nation-state system. This period saw the rise of powerful nation-states, which sought to assert their own sovereignty and independence from the traditional empires and monarchies of Europe. It was a time of intense competition between nations, as each sought to gain the upper hand in terms of economic, military, and political power. This competition led to the development of new forms of government, such as constitutional monarchies and republics, as well as the emergence of new ideologies, such as liberalism, socialism, and nationalism. The age of nationalism also saw the emergence of new forms of cultural expression, such as the rise of the Romantic movement in literature and art. This period also saw the development of new forms of communication, such as the telegraph and the telephone, which allowed for the rapid spread of news and ideas across the world. Finally, the age of nationalism saw the emergence of new forms of international cooperation, such as the League of Nations and the United Nations, which sought to promote peace and stability in the world. The age of nationalism was a period of great change and transformation, and it had a profound impact on the world. It was a time of intense competition between nations, and it saw the emergence of powerful nation-states, the development of new forms of government, and the emergence of new ideologies. It also saw the emergence of new forms of cultural expression, the development of new forms of communication, and the emergence of new forms of international cooperation. The age of nationalism was a period of great political and social upheaval, and it had a lasting impact on the world. Main idea number 15. The age of technology. The age of technology was a period of great technological advancement, which included the development of the steam engine, the development of the telegraph, and the development of the railroad. The age of technology was a period of great technological advancement, marked by the development of the steam engine, the telegraph, and the railroad. These inventions revolutionized transportation and communication, allowing people to travel and communicate faster than ever before. The steam engine, for example, allowed for the development of the locomotive, which allowed for the rapid transportation of goods and people across the country. The telegraph allowed for the transmission of messages over long distances, while the railroad allowed for the rapid transportation of goods and people across the country. The age of technology also saw the development of new forms of energy, such as electricity and petroleum. These new forms of energy allowed for the development of new technologies, such as the telephone, the light bulb, and the automobile. These inventions allowed for the rapid spread of information and the development of new industries. The age of technology also saw the development of new forms of communication, such as the radio and television, which allowed for the rapid spread of news and entertainment. The age of technology was a period of great progress and innovation, and it changed the way people lived and worked. It allowed for the development of new technologies, new forms of energy, and new forms of communication, which revolutionized the way people lived and worked. The age of technology was a period of great progress and innovation, and it changed the way people lived and worked. Main idea number 16. The age of globalization. The age of globalization was a period of great economic and political integration, which included the development of the global economy, the development of the global political system, and the development of the global culture. The age of globalization was a period of great economic and political integration, which saw the emergence of a global economy, global political system, and global culture. This period was marked by the rise of multinational corporations, the growth of international trade, and the development of new technologies that enabled people to communicate and collaborate across borders. It was also a period of increased migration, with people from all over the world moving to new countries in search of better opportunities. This period saw the emergence of a global culture, with people from different countries sharing ideas, values, and beliefs. The age of globalization also saw the rise of global institutions, such as the United Nations, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. These institutions helped to promote economic development and stability, and to foster cooperation between countries. The age of globalization also saw the emergence of global civil society, with organizations such as Amnesty International and Greenpeace working to promote human rights and environmental protection. The age of globalization has had a profound impact on the world, and has changed the way people live, work, and interact with each other. It has also had a major impact on the environment, with global warming and climate change becoming increasingly serious issues. Despite the challenges posed by globalization, it has also brought many benefits, such as increased economic growth, improved access to education, and improved access to healthcare. Main idea number 17. The Age of Information. The Age of Information was a period of great technological advancement, which included the development of the Internet, the development of the personal computer, and the development of the mobile phone. The Age of Information was a period of great technological advancement, marked by the development of the Internet, the personal computer, and the mobile phone. This period saw the emergence of a new type of communication, one that was faster, more efficient, and more accessible than ever before. It allowed people to access information from all over the world, and to communicate with each other in ways that had never been possible before. It also allowed for the development of new technologies, such as artificial intelligence, robotics, and virtual reality. The Age of Information also saw the rise of the digital economy, with the emergence of e-commerce, online banking, and digital currencies. This period also saw the development of new forms of entertainment, such as streaming services, video games, and social media. All of these developments have had a profound impact on the way we live our lives, and have changed the way we interact with each other and with the world around us. The Age of Information has been a period of great progress and innovation, and has opened up a world of possibilities for people all over the world. It has allowed us to access information quickly and easily, and to communicate with each other in ways that were never before possible. It has also allowed us to explore new technologies, and to create new forms of entertainment and communication. The Age of Information has truly been a revolutionary period in human history. Main idea number 18. The Age of Terrorism. The Age of Terrorism was a period of great political and social upheaval, which included the rise of terrorist organizations, the development of new forms of terrorism, and the development of new methods of countering terrorism. The Age of Terrorism was a period of great political and social upheaval, marked by the rise of terrorist organizations, the development of new forms of terrorism, and the development of new methods of countering terrorism. It was a time of fear and uncertainty, as terrorist attacks became more frequent and more deadly. Governments around the world responded by increasing security measures, passing new laws, and launching military operations against terrorist groups. At the same time, the public was becoming increasingly aware of the threat posed by terrorism, and the need to take action to protect themselves and their families. The Age of Terrorism also saw the emergence of new technologies and strategies to combat terrorism. Governments began to use intelligence gathering and surveillance to identify and disrupt terrorist networks. They also developed new methods of responding to terrorist attacks, such as the use of special forces and targeted airstrikes. In addition, governments began to cooperate more closely with each other to share information and coordinate their efforts against terrorism. The Age of Terrorism was a difficult and dangerous period, but it also saw the emergence of new strategies and technologies to combat terrorism. It was a time of great change, and it is important to remember the lessons learned during this period as we continue to face the threat of terrorism today. Main idea number 19. The Age of Climate Change. The Age of Climate Change was a period of great environmental concern, which included the development of new technologies to reduce emissions, the development of new policies to address climate change, and the development of new strategies to mitigate the effects of climate change. The Age of Climate Change was a period of great environmental concern, as the world began to recognize the effects of human activity on the planet. Scientists and policymakers alike began to develop new technologies to reduce emissions, new policies to address climate change, and new strategies to mitigate the effects of climate change. This period saw the emergence of renewable energy sources, the implementation of carbon taxes, and the adoption of international agreements to reduce emissions. It also saw the rise of environmental activism, as citizens around the world began to demand action from their governments. The Age of Climate Change was a time of great innovation, as scientists and engineers worked to develop new technologies to reduce emissions and mitigate the effects of climate change. This period saw the development of electric vehicles, the emergence of renewable energy sources, and the implementation of carbon taxes. It also saw the adoption of international agreements to reduce emissions, such as the Paris Agreement, and the rise of environmental activism. The age of climate change was a period of great uncertainty, as the world grappled with the effects of climate change and the potential consequences of inaction. This period saw the emergence of new technologies, policies, and strategies to address climate change, but it also saw the emergence of new challenges, such as the need to adapt to a changing climate. The age of climate change was a time of great progress, but it was also a time of great uncertainty. Main idea number 20. The age of artificial intelligence. The age of artificial intelligence was a period of great technological advancement, which included the development of artificial intelligence, the development of machine learning, and the development of robotics. The age of artificial intelligence was a period of great technological advancement, marked by the development of artificial intelligence, machine learning, and robotics. Artificial intelligence, or AI, is the ability of a computer or machine to think and learn on its own. Machine learning is the ability of a computer or machine to learn from data and make decisions without being explicitly programmed. Robotics is the use of machines to perform tasks that would otherwise be done by humans. These technologies have revolutionized the way we interact with the world around us, and have enabled us to do things that were previously impossible. The development of AI has allowed us to automate many tasks, from driving cars to playing chess. Machine learning has enabled us to create algorithms that can detect patterns in data and make predictions about the future. Robotics has enabled us to build machines that can perform complex tasks with precision and accuracy. All of these technologies have made our lives easier and more efficient, and have opened up new possibilities for the future. The age of artificial intelligence has also brought with it ethical and moral questions. As AI and robotics become more advanced, it is important to consider the implications of these technologies on our society. We must consider the potential for misuse of these technologies, and the potential for them to be used in ways that are not in the best interests of humanity. We must also consider the potential for AI and robotics to replace human labor, and the potential for them to be used to create a more equitable and just society.